Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet.
Have some thank yous to dole out before we close out this, the Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet. Four awesome guests on the show today. Joe Ostrowski, BetQL Daily host. Loved having Joe on. Always love having Brian Baldinger on, Odyssey Sports NFL insider. Adam Rittenberg from ESPN, college football writer-reporter was great. So was Pete Prisco from CBS Sports. We have the best crew in the business here on You Better You Bet. Our guy Rick Camp, sensational. Bill Matz, sensational. Downtown Mike Brown, GOAT.
Paragon.
Coming up after us, BetMGM tonight with Ryan, Trista, and Quentin. Be sure to check it out. A 4-hour live betting extravaganza, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Here's what's great about BetQL. All of us collectively on this channel, we have done the work so you don't have to. You don't need to ever change the channels. Coming up after us again, be sure to tune into BetMGM tonight. Jenks and Chelsea back tomorrow morning on the Daily Tip. 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. And then Joe and Aaron, BetQL Daily, 9 a.m. to noon. Okay. It's time. I guess we could do a couple different things here, right? Want to do some Rick NBA or we want to get into golf bets?
Why don't we do golf first? Because I don't think it's actually going to take very long.
Okay. Tyler, you ready to do some golf bets?
I was born ready.
By the way, Tyler, what's your favorite thing about fall on this, the first day of fall?
Oh, this is going to be such like a bad answer. Well, since we're talking about golf, fall golf in like the area I'm in is huge because I'm surrounded by like 6 golf courses in the town I live in, New Jersey. So fall golf is probably my favorite thing. It's nice weather. You don't sweat. You can play a whole 18 without sweating, and you can also walk the course without being exhausted. So yeah, fall golf is my answer.
Okay. I mean, compared to the answers you usually give, Tyler, like I really thought mozzarella sticks was going to be the answer.
there was at least a 30% chance mozzarella sticks, and 30% of the remaining time was chicken fingers. So you're pretty good,
Tyler. If you had to choose one and only one to have, like not for every meal the rest of your life, but you can only have one and you never have the other, mozzarella sticks or chicken fingers, which do you choose and why?
Oh, it's a clear cut. It's mozzarella sticks all day, every day.
Is mozzarella sticks like your favorite food, period?
It's the go-to fast food item. I was so obsessed with them that in college, Arby's started making mozzarella sticks, and I would go there like once a week and eat Arby's mozzarella sticks.
That you like sauce or no sauce with the mozzarella sticks?
No, marinara sauces. You have to have that.
I hate when like you eat mozzarella sticks and like the cheese is like solid and you got it.
Arby's mozzarella sticks. Good.
Is that Arby's mozzarella sticks?
To be fair, listen, when you think Arby's, you think mozz sticks.
Right. Yeah, Burger King had mozz sticks for a while. I feel like every chain, they probably have like the board of directors meeting. And it's like, guys, we really got to get into the mozzarella stick market. How do we break into this industry?
It's amazing. Okay, let's get some bets for the Ryder Cup. Golf bets time here as myself, Ken, and Tyler step up.
From the comfort of their homes, You Better You Bet presents Golf Bets. Now up to the tee box, it's Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and Tyler Morales.
The funny thing about this is it's for the first time that's actually true from the comfort of their homes, because Ken's doing the show from home now.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tyler with us as well. We've authentically finally carried out the promo. We finally done it.
Okay, Tyler. Tyler up first. Tyler, are you excited for the Ryder Cup this weekend? Like, you're going to be like super into it? I know, like, you love golf.
After the last weekend's debacle when I had Maverick McNealy and he just totally fell on his face, I don't know if I'm excited to watch golf this week, but I'll have it on like my tablet. I'll have it on. I don't know how much I'll be watching it, but it'll be on.
That's this weekend, Tyler, for the Ryder Cup, United States versus Europe.
I got three. We'll go with the two. I got a matchup, Paul Casey over Colin Morikawa. I don't know what's wrong with Morikawa. I don't know if he's hurt. I don't know if he's fatigued. He said he's fine, but, Paul Casey's going to be relied on by the Europe, and he's going to play in almost all these events, so I like him, minus 110. I took Spieth, top point scorer. He came in second at Whistling Straits, like 2015. I'm sorry, I'm reading the chat. At Whistling
Straits. Tyler literally said it, and Rick and I both noticed. You literally said Paul relied on by the Europe.
I think he was trying to figure out whether it was like the Europeans or Europe, and he got stuck in the middle. Amazing.
In my notes, it was written wrong, so it literally says Paul Casey to Europe. so I just read what I wrote. I got Spieth top points.
They're actually renaming the continent. It's now known as Casey.
There were too many Europes, so they want to be the. It's like Ohio State. We want to be the Europe. Yeah.
I got Spieth top USA point scorer 7-1, and if you like a narratives. I got one for you. Rahm to score to go 5-0 in the Ryder Cup is 40-1. I think this is a full Rahm. I think he's pissed off that he didn't win the player of the year. I think he's going to come for the America's throats. So Rahm 40-1 to get 5 points. So all five events, he has to win all of them. So I got that. Casey over Morikawa and Spieth top USA point scorer.
Tyler with a bunch of bets for the Ryder Cup.
Tyler really into this. That was really good. There was a lot going on there. Like a lot of different bets, at least. That was great.
There's so many jokes to make here, and none of them are appropriate. So we'll just move on here. Ken, what are your bets for the Ryder Cup?
First off, I bet Europe to win. So not even in the three-way with the tie. I think this Ryder Cup has only ended in a tie once in history, by the way. But I bet
should
Europe
not be allowed. It literally should not be allowed.
Right. And then the country that won the previous year or the team that won the previous year retains it, whether it's the United States or the Europe, whoever had it the previous year retains the cup. I think it's only happened once. I think it was like in the 70s. Anyway, I bet Europe, like United States is favored by a lot based on the fact that the world ranking of their players is much better than the ranking for Europe. This has rarely been predictive of what's going to happen in the tournament. And they're playing on a course that I actually think favors a bunch of the guys on the European team. So I just think you're getting a valuable bet with Europe. I think the difference between the teams is actually much smaller. And the US team is comprised of, like, a lot of newcomers, which is generally very bad for a team. Europe, like, the one time they lost, I think, in the last five Ryder Cups, they had, like, seven rookies on their team, and that's why they ended up losing. So you have newcomers, like, the veterans on the team. So, like, no Tiger, no Phil, obviously. Veterans on the team are basically, like, Spieth and Dustin are the only ones that have played three Ryder Cups. It's just, like, a fractured, weird group of golfers, honestly, that seem like they all don't like each other. That seems like a really bad and everybody who talks about the Ryder Cup says that's a terrible thing to have going in. And it would be one thing if all of that was true when they were a dog, but they're a huge favorite in the event. So like, what am I forced to do in this situation? Bet the Europe. So give me the Europe. And then in terms of just the prop markets that are open, top point scorer for each team, one team that had a ton of success at the President's Cup, and I would imagine we'll be playing together. So you can kind of bet either one. I'm actually not sure which of these guys I'll bet yet. Probably not both, but we'll see. Patrick Cantlay and Xander played together at President's Cup, and they would actually be two guys I would trust more than a lot of the other guys on the team in this spot. Brooks Koepka's playing with an injury. Bryson is atrocious in match play. There's like a lot of bad stuff going on. So Cantlay or Xander, top US, top Euro. I agree with Tyler that Rahm could be amazing. That's totally possible. Could get all 5 points in his matches. I'll go Sergio, a guy who I think is going to play a lot and has basically like is the most accomplished European Ryder Cup player of all time. And because they have newcomers, because Lee Westwood's on the team, he probably gets like a morning or an afternoon off. I think Sergio's going to play a lot, and he's like priced a lot higher in some cases than Rory and John Rahm. So Xander or Cantlay on US side, Sergio on Europe side, and Europe to win the tournament.
We have basically bets almost here for the Ryder Cup. I've done the Mr. Fuji bet a bunch on You Better You Bet. I'm just going to say that I'm turning my back on my country, and I absolutely.
I knew you were going to bet. So Europe, I'm also totally fine. Yeah, you're.
I'm also betting Europe. You know what? Like, you know what's more important?
Winning
pride in your country, money.
Right. Europe. Like, if we learn one lesson from this tournament,
now like,
money is more
I've
important
also
than
got
country.
Then blank everything. Patrick Cantlay, top United States scorer, Ken. So you and I are on the same page there with Mr. Cantlay.
Yeah.
What a Patrick Cantlay top rookie.
So who's he against? Like Morikawa, Berger, English, and somebody else probably? Scheffler?
That's right.
Okay. Just playing so bad down the stretch. I don't know. I don't know if I would take him necessarily.
I think he's a stone cold killer.
So that's measured by like most points scored, right?
I don't really know. I just wanted to talk about it. If it's done that way, I think he's
more likely to play. Like you want the guys who are going to play a lot. Like I don't know if Berger and Harris English are going to play all five. So that would be the only reason I wouldn't bet them. Otherwise, Berger, I think, is a really good choice.
And top European scorer? You know, he's taking on more of a leadership role now for Team Europe. Someone who said like, hey, you know what? I don't really like golf that much, but I think he's going to get it rolling here. Representing the Europe. Rory McIlroy, top European scorer for the Europe. And those are our golf bets for the Ryder Cup coming up this weekend.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Couple more minutes here on the show.
Yep.
We got to talk about hats, or do you want to hold Rick's NBA stuff?
Yeah, let's just do hats for a couple minutes here.
Why don't we just do like a full segment on it tomorrow? All right. So we'll hold Rick's NBA. Okay. So Ken, for the people out there, tell them about what's happening with the Ken Barkley hat collection.
Yeah, as my daughter's like having a total conniption upstairs, so because it's almost Claire's bedtime, she's pretty unhappy about that. Hats. So Trista Crick came on the show yesterday, and was basically like, initially said she loved the Patagonia hats, which had become a staple of the Lockie Lockerson, Ken Barkley, You Better You Bet headwear every day. And then Nick pressed her on it because it was pretty obvious that she was not actually liking the Patagonia hats. And she was like, yeah, they're okay. Didn't want to say anything super negative. I think we could all read between the lines there. So I said, okay, if people feel this way, if we're tired of the Patagonia hats, people in the YouTube chat forever have been like, I got to send Ken new hats. Now's your opportunity to send me new hats. So in my Twitter profile, in the profile description is an address for a PO box randomly in Connecticut that will be checked weekly. And you have the opportunity if you send me hats, I will wear them on the air, provided that they do not say extremely profane things on them. People already Twitter replied with like, what about this one? And I'm like, I can't say the word on the radio. So why am I wearing the hat that has that on it? So like,
Odyssey sucks on the hat. Wear it, Ken. Right?
Oh, God, that was the coolest tweet ever. I'm really glad I made that hat. But I honestly, I've already gotten like 60 DMs from people with a slip that they've ordered a hat and had it shipped. So it's possible that I'm going to visit this mailbox next week and there's going to be like 25, 30 boxes of hats just waiting for me. And I don't really know what hats they are. It's just people are like, I ordered it. It's on the way. So this is something that might become a thing on the show. We'll see.
If I sent you a Yankees hat, would you wear it?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I was going to respond with a hat. So I won't ruin it. There's a baseball hat someone sent me that has a backstory, but I won't ruin it. If you send me a Yankees hat, I'll wear it. Can I get a non-blue? Can I get like one of the greens that you have? Can I get one of those cool ones?
I mean, not my green hat.
But I mean, an alternate color. Can I get a fall color?
What about now? Could this be like different? Like, would you wear like a tweed hat? Would you wear like a Kang, like a Bryson style hat?
Oh, yeah. We were going to do the Hogan hats. Yeah, but you want to buy me? If people want to buy me Hogan hats like Bryson wears.
I just want to be clear. I don't want to buy you anything. But if people out there want to do this, I'm just letting them know that like this falls under the umbrella of options.
You're gonna say you want to buy me a hat, you know?
I prefer honesty. I don't want to buy you anything. Yes. Okay, right. Ryan,
I hate your hats, and I hate you.
Go to hell, Barkley. Ryan, Quentin, and Trista coming up after us. 4-hour live betting extravaganza. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. Until then, wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.